Overthinking can feel like a big problem in itself, but oddly enough, it is not the core problem you're dealing with in competition. It's a response your mind produces when it perceives pressure or risk. Your mind is trying to help you perform well and avoid mistakes. Unfortunately, it does the exact opposite. It increases activity because it believes more thinking will improve the outcomes. That goal is very well intentioned, but it is not at all helpful. In competition, extra thinking becomes unnecessary and absolutely interfering. Understanding this distinction changes how you approach the challenge. Most athletes try to stop overthinking directly when it shows up. They attempt to quiet their mind or push thoughts away. This often leads to more thinking, not less thinking. The reason is that the underlying cause is still active. If the cause remains, the response will continue to appear no matter what you try to do. You may suppress it briefly, but it returns under pressure. That's why surface-level solutions fail to hold. Your mind overthinks when it believes something important is at stake. This could be performance, results, expectations, or how you're perceived. The higher the perceived stakes, the more active your mind becomes. It tries to anticipate what might happen next. It also tries to prevent mistakes before they occur. This effort increases thinking, but actually reduces clarity and certainly hurts performance. You move further away from quality execution. Overthinking also creates a false sense of usefulness for many athletes. It feels like effort. It feels like you're focusing more. It feels like you're being more prepared. You may believe you're helping yourself by thinking more. But in reality, you're crowding out instinct and timing and your natural ingrained abilities. Your thinking becomes noise rather than signal. It replaces execution with management. And that shift inevitably leads to worse performances and even worse outcomes. When you recognize thinking as a response, you stop reacting blindly to it. You begin to understand what is causing it to appear. That allows you to target the source instead of the symptom. You're not trying to eliminate thinking entirely. You're reducing thinking that is unnecessary, poorly timed, and just plain ineffective. This is a much more precise and effective goal to aim for than just saying, I need to stop overthinking. This perspective also reduces frustration during competition. You're not lacking discipline or mental toughness. You're responding to conditions your mind interprets as important. That response can be adjusted with awareness and training. You need to work with your thinking patterns rather than fight them. As you move forward, start identifying your personal triggers. What are competitive situations that cause you to overthink? Notice when your thinking increases and what precedes it. It might be a mistake, falling behind, or worrying about what'll happen if you lose. Pay attention to what feels at stake in those moments. Look for patterns in your responses under pressure. These observations will guide your work. They will make your strategies to overcome overthinking more targeted and effective.